It's my review, the review.
Hi everyone and welcome back. I almost didn't make it because I lost my book when I had 3 chapters left. But we are here and this month we're talking about Your Obedience is My Lifeline, The Lady and Her Lord by Doreen Homewu. It's a series, The Lady and Her Lord, and the title is Your Obedience is My Lifeline. I don't know if it's weird to review my own book, but that's what we're doing today. It's not too long a book, so it was a good one to just get through whilst I was reading my other one as well. Oh, I'm forgetting to look at the camera. Let's start with the summary. So it's about obedience and obedience in the modern age and how one person's obedience affects another, like the butterfly effect, where one small action causes a ripple effect.
If I've explained that wrong, just Google the butterfly effect.
And it still is like that. I might just have explained it a bit wrong. It's something that's relevant to today, and I think that it's an important topic to speak on. And I think that it takes obedience from a different angle from the way that it's usually discussed. Not only the book as a whole, about the impact of our obedience on others, and it other aspects of our lives. Obedience in one area of our life affecting another area of our life when we think, you know, God said walk to the store, so you thought it was something about financial blessing or you were going to get something for free, but instead, you know, you get emotional breakthrough through someone you speak to, for example. It's just relevant in this day and age, and what we've got coming up on the Lady and Her Lord channel will explain why I think it's relevant, talking about these foundational aspects of faith and not just looking at God as a genie, which I myself, in my younger days before I came to know Christ, looking back, that's how I used to look at him. So yeah, it's relevant, the storyline. So let's go into the writing. It might shock you, but I wasn't so happy with the writing. Content-wise, I can't fault it because I write as I'm led. But for the writing itself, I didn't enjoy it as much because, you know, factual books are harder to get into. So I struggled getting through the first chapter. Before the first chapter, I loved the prologue. The prologue is beautiful. And the first chapter is where I struggled because it started off with definitions and stuff like that. You kind of have to get your head around it. And actually, the first few chapters, you kind of have to get your head around certain things. But from chapter 2 onwards, or even halfway through chapter 1, it gets more conversational, which is where I begin to like the book. I mentioned before for other books how I hate spelling mistakes. I cannot stand them, and grammatical errors, and I got put off by a few. I was okay catching back up because it wasn't riddled with it, but that still did put me back off a bit. My thoughts? Haven't I already said my thoughts? How would I rate it? I would rate it a like instead of a love, because like I said, it can be very difficult to overcome the battle of reading factual statements, especially when it's meant to be more conversational in tone. I like how it stands out. Yeah. Would you like to know my thoughts as a writer? As an author, I'm very proud of this book. It's the second book in the series, and I really actually loved the other book, content-wise, because it was a redemption story, and my other hoodie, the purple one, says redeemed, because for me that is my journey with God. It's a story of redemption. But this one, I don't know, I'm very proud of it as an author because it stands out as something for the times, written before the season that it's needed the most, and I think it makes me proud to be able to be submitted to God and to be obedient to God, because who am I but a child of God? It's not like I'm any great preacher or any well-known this or well-known that in the church, but for God to be able to use me as a voice to this generation, however few people will read it or however many people will read it, I feel honoured and proud for that. I guess let me plug myself, guys. I was doing an audiobook, but it didn't end up going on Audible. So it's going to be free on YouTube. And yes, it's weird, but it's also going to be free on every music streaming platform. So you can get onto Spotify and look for Your Obedience is My Lifeline, and you should find it. The full book, audio wise, will be on the Lady and Her Lord YouTube channel, which is linked somewhere in this channel and I will link it below, and the individual chapters will be uploaded onto this channel from the 28th of March. So tune in to listen to it if you're not a reader, or go onto one of the music streaming websites and listen to it. Put it into a playlist or a podcast list or something and enjoy it. It's worth reading. I really believe it's worth reading. It takes a lot for me to say a non-fictional book is a love, and I want to say I loved it. If it was only for what it holds within it, yes, I love it. But if I take everything into consideration, I can only score it a like. But let me know what you think when you listen to it, when you read it. And it's available on Amazon or through dhomawoo.com. It might be available on theladyandherlaw.com, I'm not sure, but I will be putting the links back up on there as well. Should I link it below? I'll link it below as well, just in case you want it, because I get told I don't plug myself enough. So, see you in 4 weeks for the next book, which is, I'm rereading Trevor Noah's Born a Crime, because that book, I will talk about it in the next episode. But love you guys, and thank you for tuning in. Bye. It sounds so weird to be talking about the book like this.
It's my review. The review.